Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got more exciting news for us. Stratford. Joining us in studio is Megan Smith-Harris. She's the executive director with the new Stratford Film Festival. And Megan joins us in studio. Megan, good to see you.
I'm so happy to be here. And thank you for letting people know about our great new venture.
Yeah, so this is brand new. This is the new Stratford Film Festival. So what's it all about here? What's going on?
Well, we are going to be running a monthly film series, and then it will culminate every November with a four-day film festival filled with films from across the world and around the corner, and lots of great conversations and panel discussions and parties.
Very good, because we've had some film festivals in Stratford, and we were just chatting before we came on air here. People missing maybe some of the documentary film festivals or other film festivals that we used to have in the past, so great to have this back. Or something like this?
Well, my husband, Bill Harris, is a former television executive from New York with A&E and the History Channel down there. And he oversaw hundreds of documentary productions and other productions for the network. I started out as an actor and a comedy writer, first with Second City and then CBC Radio, as I was telling you, and then went to the Canadian Film Center and began to produce films, documentary films. So I have a history in that. And when we got married, we lived in the States, and I ran with my husband a documentary series for a decade,
okay.
Monthly film series, where we brought in guests from New York, or we, at that point, there was no Zoom. We Skyped them in. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. And then we were asked together to take over a film festival that was kind of starting out, needed a little bit of a push. And we transformed it into a really successful, wonderful film festival. And it happened to be in a town called Richfield, Connecticut, which is very similar to Stratford, Ontario.
Sure.
It's beautiful. It's walkable. It's very culturally vibrant. Lots of theater companies and symphony and art. I mean, very, very similar. And people just loved the festival there, and it just continued to grow and grow. We are no longer running it, but it's now in its 10th year, so I'm hoping to go down to celebrate that.
Nice.
In the spring. And we just always, before we even moved here, that was the goal, is let's replicate this successful model in our new community. And we do it because we're passionate about film. We love filmmakers. We love highlighting the creative work of other people. We love inviting discussion and inspiring people and presenting thought-provoking, engaging content. So it was a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
We actually bought the three URLs 4 years ago before we even moved here. And then we moved during COVID, and we wanted to get to know the community a little bit, understand how things work around here, and not just sort of barge in and say, we're doing this. We wanted to kind of get our swans in a row and, you know, get to know people.
Yeah.
And get to know the other local nonprofits and cultural organizations. And so we've been working on this with a volunteer committee of terrific people in Stratford, including former Mayor Dan Matheson and Rosemary Dunsmore and Claire Bickley and all kinds of wonderful people. And now we are ready to launch with our upcoming, our inaugural screening on
November
16th.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So this is an event that's coming up fast, November 16th. That's on a Saturday with two screenings. Tell us about this event.
Well, we actually have three screenings.
Oh, three screenings. There you go.
Because the first two are almost sold out, and we still have, you know, like 10 days to go. So we decided to add a 1 o'clock matinee.
Even better.
It will be at Stratford City Hall Auditorium. So there's 1 p.m., 4 p.m., and 7 p.m. We are showing our Best of Fest shorts program. So I've put together a program of some of our favorite shorts. So there's a little bit of something for everybody. There's an Oscar-winning 23-minute short. There's a 3-minute short about a love affair gone wrong between a Amazon Echo and iPhone. There's an animation about the environment. There's a very poignant film from Iran very funny film from Ireland, and we have a wonderful Canadian film made by graduates of the Canadian Film Center and starring Stratford's own Sheila McCarthy.
Oh my gosh, there you go. There you go. So the inaugural event or the screening event is for November 16th with now three screenings. That's happening at Stratford City Hall Auditorium. And then what's next after that? We've got lots more down the pipe.
We do. I just want to emphasize that's a free screening.
Free screening. Okay.
So you don't have to pay. You can make a donation if you want.
Perfect.
But we don't expect it. This is our gift to the community.
Okay.
And to get your ticket, you do have to go online and reserve. So
sure.
If you go to stratfordfilmfestival.com, you can just reserve the screening and there will be a ticket waiting for you. So we've also partnered with Destination Stratford. And I will say that the Stratford Development Fund were the first people in to come in and support us financially. So we're thrilled to be working with Destination Stratford and Lights on Stratford.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be showing some winter holiday themed films on the weekend right before Christmas, so December 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Again, it will be in the auditorium at Stratford City Hall, and I will be announcing what the content is for that.
Sure.
Soon.
Okay, very good. So we've got lots to look forward to with the new Stratford Film Festival. And how do you envision the film festival overall? It's not just documentaries or shorts. Do you have a vision overall in terms of the type of film or movies?
Well, we want to show the best of the best. I was just at TIFF in the fall. I saw 26 films in 7 days. I've already cherry-picked some films that I think will be great here in Stratford, where we can partner with other nonprofits and cultural organizations and put together really dynamic panels for rich discussion after the screenings.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to take January and February off and really focus on getting the best programming for the year. Then we'll start a monthly screening series in March, roughly the second weekend of every month.
Okay.
So that people can put it on their calendar. And that will lead up to a 4-day festival in November 2025 that'll start on a Thursday night and go through Sunday. And there will be probably around 40 films, some of them shorts, but there will be documentaries, there will be comedies, there will be dramas, there will be films about the environment, films about social issues, about technology, social media. Anything and everything that people want to see, there will be something for everyone, I promise.
Fantastic. So this is great news. It's the new Stratford Film Festival. And again, we'll pass along and share all the details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. But in the meantime, we've got the inaugural screening event coming up for Saturday, November 16th. And that's at Stratford City Hall Auditorium. And that is a free event. You just register to get your tickets. And again, Megan, as you sort of touched on there, it's wonderful to be showing these films, but also great to have discussions, which I think people miss, or people don't always get that opportunity to take part in that.
Well, I was just talking with someone and saying, you know, we are so attached to our devices now. You know, we're watching content on our phones, on our watches, on our tablets. We can never find anything to watch. We're always feeling a little dissatisfied. And this will kind of guarantee that you're going to have rich, curated programming that we've searched the world for, and then have meaningful conversation afterwards. And I think that is something that connection is really missing. So connection and community and engendering compassion is very important to us. And, you know, you see a program and you want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go, well, what did you think about this guy? And what was he doing? You know, and this gives people an opportunity. And I will promise you this. We are not showing any films that are hopeless. And I know that that's kind of a bold statement, but there's enough hopelessness in the world right now. All you have to do is, you know, turn on the news or open a newspaper, which is not to say we won't be dealing with serious issues. I just want things to be thought-provoking, engaging, and to have a sense of hope at the end or a solution or what can we do? How can we get involved? And people can get involved with the Stratford Film Festival. We are looking for volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow us on Facebook. You can follow us on Instagram. You can come to our screenings. You can buy a VIP Founders Pass if you have deep pockets.
There you go.
Or if you're a local business, become an in-kind sponsor. You know, we need flowers and tablecloths and printing and all kinds of things. And we have had some people step up. Monteith Ritzma Phillips is an in-kind sponsor. Little Big Creative is the Fresh Idea Collective. And our media sponsor, Our Homes Media, has been very generous and supportive.
Very good. So again, it is the new Stratford Film Festival. First screening event is coming up for Saturday, November 16th. And which URL do you want to pass along so folks can get more details?
Any of the URLs will take you, but the main one is stratfordfilmfestival.com. Reserve your free ticket today. They're going fast. We'd love to see you. And please come and join us for the Best of the Fest shorts.
You bet. Stratford Film Festival. Sounds great. Megan Smith-Harris. Megan, thank you so much. We wish you great success with this.
Thank you. Delighted to be here, and thank you for promoting it.